Tonight's Shir, Simen Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Simen Lamed Tes, Mihem Haksheim Lichtov Tfilin Vilichnos Mehem. Who is fit to write Tfilin, and who is fit to purchase from them Tfilin? Sif Aleph, Tfilin Shekasovam Eved O Isha O Koton. Tfilin that was written by a slave, by a woman, by a child. Afilu higia lechinuch, even if the child is chinuch age. O kusi, or it's written by a kusi, o mumel of odas galilim, or yid who nebuch is a mumel from odas zara, o moiser la anosim, o one who informs on people, psulim, their tefillin are posel, mishum dechsev, because the pasuk says, ukshartem uchasavtem, kol she'eno bikashira, o eno mamin bo, Eino b'chesiva. We require that the uchusavtem only applies to those who are part of uchashartem. So if someone doesn't wear tefillin, or if someone doesn't believe in tefillin, he is unfit to write tefillin. Mishtabura sif katon aleph. Tefillin. For hu hadin sefer Torah umezuzah. This halach is not limited to tefillin. The same is true when it comes to sefer Torah and mezuzahs. That an Eved, Isha, Katan, or Apostle, Sifkan Beis, or Isha. For who Adin, in addition, not only is a woman Apostle, but a Tumtum, Vandroiganis, are also Apostle, Dein Bechas, Sifek Isha, because we don't know. They may be a woman, it's a Sifek, and therefore they should not be writing Sifek Torah, Tfilna Mezuzah. Sifkan Gimel, O Katan, or a child, Vekimah, the Alfinim, because since this is learned from Apostle, Ukasharatim, Ukasavtim, Beinan Shei Dafka Godol Mamash, we insist on a clear adult. Dainu Shehevi Shtei Se'oro is Achashu Ben Yigimel Shana. That he has both Simonim and Shanim. That he's 13 years old and there are two hairs. Alam Safik Lanu Im Hevi Shtei Se'oros. But if we don't know if he brought two hairs, even though he's 13 years old, and for anything to Rabbanan, we'll say there's a Chazaka that he's a Godol. When it comes to writing Sifei Torah Tefillin Mezuzos, Pasul lichtoiv. He cannot write, it's pasul. Imloi shenizmal zekano, unless his beard is filled. Dahaino sheish ribusar bezekano, ashen katanamo. If he has hair, I'm assuming this means facial hair, his facial hair, even if it's small hairs, then at that point we know that he has saris, that he's a gadol. O sheavro shenasav. If this person does not have facial hair, then we go by when he is 35 years old. Oh, shall know the way Simani Siris, or he may have various signs of being a Siris. Ukadikamam b'simin nun hey siva hey, and that person will be considered a gadol beforehand. Like I think 20, the Gemara says. V'yesh ligor b'soifrim shemenichim l'na'arim lichtov tefillin. We should shout at those soifrim and make a protest when they allow children to write tefillin. V'medaktikin meviu simani gadlus olo. They don't care. They don't check if he's truly a gadol or not. If you look back at Solomon Beis of Kan Kuf Gimel, he wrote at great length what the Lefush said about this. They would hire all these little kids, or I don't pay them, they'd maybe even charge them apprenticeship fees, whatever it is, let the kids do it, and then they would claim they did it and charge more money. It was a terrible racket going on, and it's they shouldn't do it, and we have to be careful and oversee how it happens. Sifkan dav lechinuch, even if the children are chinuch age, the emes afilu gadol loy calls manshli adina shevi shesaras. Now again, the chiddush isn't stam that he's 8, 9 years old and he can't write. He could be 13 years old, and we're not going to let him write unless we know he brought saras. Ach in the gadol, when it comes to a gadol, achach bedaknu matzone sheshestei saras. If after he wrote the parashah or mezuzahs, we check him and we see that he has saras. Talina Shahilu Gam came by Isaksi, we assume he had the Saras when he wrote as well. Mashain came by Kotlin Immoral Saras, as opposed to someone who's 8 years old. Even if he does have hairs, we don't count that for anything, and he's still a Kotlin. Sif Kotlin, hey. So if it's written by an Evet, it's written by an Isha, a Kotlin or a Kusi. Kach Sarah Chloma, that is the correct reading of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ovid Gilulim Lav Hachipasul. It shouldn't say an Ovid Gilulim, because anyway, a non-Jew is Pasul. She'ain Kaisel Lishma, does not write Lishma. So what is a Kusi? What is a Kusi? So there's a Shaila in the Gemara, if a Kusi is a non-Jew, or is a Kusi a Yid who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs? So he's going with the Tzad, that it's the Yid who just doesn't do anything. Se'if katan vav. O mumer la'avodas giludim. Or a mumer for avodah zarah. The bezehu kamumer l'kol ha'Torah. Once a person adopts another religion, nabach, so he's a mumer l'kol ha'Torah. What then a mumer l'chal shas v'hasi, the same is true if he's a mumer to openly desecrate Shabbos. But let's say he is a mummer for other things, not avodah zarah and not Shabbos. We say that someone who's a mummer for one mitzvah is not a mummer for everything. Unless he does it lahachas. Even for one thing, he's like a kusi. So in other words, you have a person who's a mummer l'te'avon to eat not kosher food. He's a mummer. He shouldn't be eating that kosher food. But he does because he likes it. But he's not doing it out of spite. The mummer l'hachis has kosher and not kosher, and bedafka takes the not kosher. The mummer l'tayavon takes the not kosher because it's cheaper than the kosher. If you get the kosher, the same price, he'll take the kosher. But kosher is more expensive, so he gets the not kosher. That's a mummer l'tayavon. The mummer l'hachis will spend more money for the tray. If he doesn't care. He dafka doesn't want to do it. So mummer l'hachis, even for one thing, is totally off the charts. But a mumel of teyavon is different. That's not like the mumel of avodah zarah. His tefillin would be kosher tefillin. V'yesh machmir and yosef. Some are more strict. Tzarech geniza. That we wouldn't use it, but you have to put it to shemus. So the mumer, the sharaver, is like you're saying, you wouldn't trust him to write it, but it's still kedusha, so it goes into shemus. V'koza imhu mumer, the sharaver, this is if he's a mumer for other things. Avlam who mummer the tefillin, but what if he's a mummer for tefillin? Shein emir tefillin, he doesn't wear tefillin. Afilu him ainu oiz lahachas, he's not doing lahachas, and he's going to write parashias. Pasul, no good. The su enenu bar kashira, it's kesharatem uchesavtem, and he's not holding by kashira. Levad amhoil zerak mummer teyavon, unless you have a case of mummer teyavon kagon. Shaholach achar asokav, he's busy with his business dealings. And he has no time to put on tefillin. He would if he had time, but he doesn't have time. He dain hu b'chal bar kashira. We could call him a bar kashira. V'kol zehu l'ini d'yevet. This is all b'dyevet. Av l'chadchila yesh l'hachmer shlo aniach l'ish kezach tot stam. Certainly, l'chadchila, we don't allow such a person to be writing sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. Ki yesh machmir afil mumer l'teyavon. Some are machmir even by mumer l'teyavon. V'afilu ba'achem on al gabo, even if others are standing over him, v'arim lo telling him sheyichtov l'shma Torah, l'shma v'ayim be'alocha l'kum be'alocha. V'kasa b'imigodim, da'afilu hu mumel l'chal shabbos v'hesu b'yistorbonon, the b'imigodim adds that not only a mumel l'chal shabbos shouldn't be writing tefillin, but even if he's a mumel l'chal shabbos by drabonons, going muktza, he's not careful with muktza, for it's all a karmelis, or he'll carry in a karmelis without an eruv. Yesh nahach me'al kaparim l'chadchila, so I need to write off stam the chadchil, which not allow him to write. So he turned from Zuz. But feel with the yeret zorchin, even with the yeret, if he did it, so shaila is that called a mumel l'chal Shabbos if he's not careful with the rabbanon of Shabbos. Sivkon zayin o v'chulu a moiser. Ayin ber hetiv the feel with the yom levad the feel pamachas when it comes to mesira, even if he has some kind of benefit from it, it doesn't make a difference. Even it's a one time only. It doesn't make a difference. He's lost the right to be part of Klal Yisrael, to write film and so on. Sivkon Ches. She'enu b'kshir v'chulu. So what's the problem? What's wrong with the lady writing tefillin? What's wrong with the cotton? Because they're not part of a kashartim. The eved v'ish v'kusi ain mushar l'kshira. The slave, the woman, the kusi, they're not instructed to tie on tefillin. For katan afshik yilchinich and a child who's chinich age, redavon abiyamahu. His wearing tefillin is only drabonon. Vayim be'alocha, lokum be'alocha. Ubechol elu lo mahani afil gado omer agabo v'ra'eyu shiyu b'lishmon. It doesn't help in all these cases with an adult standing over to watch him. It doesn't make a difference. If you take a look in the be'alocha on the side, she'enu b'kshira, he says v'chusim afilu em neima degeri emeshein. Even if we'd want to argue that they were taka real gerim. Those are the Shah and the Gemara. Were they true Gerim or not? Even if they're a true Gerim, who was hard al kshir, and they should be wearing tefillin, the fact is they took off the yoke of mitzvahs a long time ago. They don't believe in the mitzvahs. Therefore, they're called Einu B'Kshira. For a time, that's the reason for the other things in the list. So therefore, the guy who's the absolute guy, there's nothing to talk about. the Kusi, who's not a goy, he had a geirus, but they totally gave up any semblance of Torah mitzvahs. So Mele, he's no different from the goy, despite the fact that he has a geirus. Now, this halacha that a isha is posel because she is not bekashira. So that's a straightforward reason to invalidate a woman from writing tefillin parshas. But what about writing Megillas Esther? Women are mechuyev in Mirka Megillah, the same as men are mechuyev in Mirka Megillah. Women have the same chiyev as men from Kriyas Megillah. Can a lady write a Megillas Esther? This is a big shaila. And there was a great gadol in Europe a long time ago, 1700s, I believe, 18th century. His name was David Oppenheim. And he held that a woman can do it, and his daughter did. His daughter wrote a Megillas Esther, and he held it was kosher. She's not going to lay in it, the men will lay in it, but she wrote it. And as a big sichsuch in at that time, do you or don't you accept a woman sofer to write Megillas Esther? There's no psul kshartim kasavtim.
Yeah.
They're mamish in the same mitzvah like the men. Practically speaking, I don't think it's too widespread that we have women writing Megillas Esther, but that's the one place where there's perhaps a halachic marker to allow. Se'if beis, kol shapasol the kasvan, pasol b'chol tikun asiyasa. If this person is not fit to write it, he's not fit to do anything to make it kosher. Mishtabursev contests, Bichol, Umishinikta Yodah Hasmarla, someone whose left hand was cut off, Afa Pisha Enu Bikshira, you know, he can't tie tefillin on, Yachal Lichto tefillin, he can write tefillin, the Gava Barchayuvu Elapuma de Karvle, he is a person who has a chiev, but he has no way to fulfill the chiev. I guess not just his right hand, his left hand, it's his whole left arm from the shoulder down was amputated. So there's no place to put tefillin on for him, but he can still write because he's be'etzem b'achiyuva. Just the expression is pumu dekavli, which literally means his mouth hurts. This the problem that he can't do it, but it's not that he doesn't have a chiyuv. If kon yud asi yasan, so the apostle for any activity in being masak in tefillin. V'davka shoyse ma'ase begufa tefillin. So this means he can't do anything to the actual tefillin. Kagon chipu habat with tefillin. He can't cover with the leather of the batim and sew them up. For koshkin asiyas shin or batim, certainly he cannot make the shin in the leather of the batim of the shorosh. Ola hagia eze ois da atu posel de gosu yushar. He cannot correct any of the oisius and the parashas that is currently posel, and he will make it kosher. The zo ksiva mamish as mamish ksiva. Like we had cases where there's no parashas of kasidron. If you see tzurasa ois, it's not connected, so you have to connect it. This person who's not a bar ksiva cannot make the correction. I will ibud haklaf and nanabuchazah. But tanning the parchment is not part of this. Vakash or either ovid gedudim, vakoshkan of the isha. That can be done by a non-Jew and certainly by a woman. Rakhti be ovid gedudim, being a shia yeso omen al gabo. But if a non-Jew does tanning of the parchment, the yin has to stand over him for yir ash a yir lishma to make sure it's done lishma. Ukadeel besin la base, if tests like within sin la base. We wouldn't be caught in the same as true if there was a child doing it. Vashchars habatim vertsuis, as far as darkening the batim and its suis with the black ink, ayin, la'el, b'simin, lamed, gimel, shebran, hasham, dino, be'ez, Hashem, yisbarach. We clarified this before in simin, lamed, gimel, and over there in sifkan, chaf, beiz, the mishtabura had a shtikal arichus about putting on the black polish. First of all, he has the differential between the batim and the ritsuos. So he says, if the ritsuos were done by a non-Jew, even with the Yeved apostle, they're no good. But if the batim are done, it's something else. So we differentiate between the batim and the ritzuos themselves. Ugereiras devek shebeinos ois, scraping the oisius that are touching. L'chadchila they shouldn't be doing this. With the Yevid in the Hach, with the Yevid, we're not going to worry about it. The Gerera lo Mikri Ksiva. Here you're not writing anything. scraping excess ink is not writing. The oisus are there. Again, in a way, it's no pashlo kasidim, the oisus ois. So they're just scraping off some ink. That's a line touching. That's okay. The ayin hetev le'el sin la'besiv kanpei. Look carefully back at sin la'besiv kanpei. The kozeb tefillin, the being considered, this is tefillin, it's considered. I will say for Torah, when it comes to the Torah, and mefesh ligur tzedode ha'oisius b'malkum shenogu v'asli chosvan, if you could scrape off the letters where they're touching and rewrite them, Yah said, then it should be done with an adult, not a child, not a woman. Zemikin chachil, now that's the chachilah. So the Be'er Halacha gives a long list of things that go on with tefillin to discuss when do we let and when don't we let. And he gives an example. He says, wrapping the parashios in sa'ar, wrapping the parashios in hair. He says, it's ma'akiv, even if they have it. He says, zichra, ladies shouldn't be doing that. That it's not something for ladies to do. Or making the bottom square. The titura should be square. That's tikkun asiyason. And he says, that's not something that women and children should be involved in. Then he has a shaila when it comes to the cases of the non-connected yud of the aleph to the aleph, or the shin, or the ayin. If it's missing the left koitz of the yud, would you let these do it? Do you say, well, since Peshaw Kesidrin it's okay, so it's not Kesiva? Or do you say, no, two separate halachas, there's one thing, Ushlo Kesidrin, and another halach of Kesiva. And it's not compared to Graves. That's a shayla he clears. Then he brings, how about the kishar, the knots? He brings Pima Godim that the kesher of the Dalid and the Yud of the Shalyad should not be done by a woman and a child. Should only be done by an adult man. And then he says a shayla like this, and this is a common practice, the end of the Be'er Halacha. When it came to sewing the Sefer Torah together, you have all these parchment pieces, the ureas, and you sew them together. So let ladies do it. So do you let women or the other psulim sew together? He says many women fakfik that it is not the way to go, and one should be careful not to do it. Not like some seifim that are made with tefir Sefer Torah that's done by women when they finish. But the Yavet, he says, if a woman did the whole thing, he says you should really unsew it, take out the stitches, and redo it. That's the chathchila. And then he says, really the best way to go, he says, is that they should sew, the seif himself, or a man, should do the first and last and center tefira, and then let the woman do the rest. I suspect today they're all done by men, the whole thing. But that was a shaila back then. The Mishnah was talking handles what would be allowing a woman to do any of the sewing for the Sefer Torah, and he really held that lechatchila they shouldn't do it. But the Eved, if you can, I take out still lechatchila to redo it, and if the sefer man did the main parts and the lady filled in the rest, that would be okay.